The following was a segment on WGEM Sports Center, weekday mornings 7 to 9 on ESPN 1440. He joins us right now via the SportsCenter hotline. Follow him on Twitter, at Luke Guthrie. We do, and you need as well. Luke Guthrie joins us. Luke, I'm going to start it out with congrats, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What was Monday like? I mean, do a certain number of golfers that day just kind of have the feeling that, you know, with the U.S. Open there and a lot of people there, does a certain number of golfers know that if I can play, oh, okay, golf, I can advance? Or how cutthroat is it on Monday?
I mean, I think everyone feels like they just need to play a good, solid day of golf. Sometimes that's easier said than done.
True.
Especially on 36, it's kind of a long day. You're two courses. You're kind of racing between courses. The green speed's a little different, the firmness. So there's some adjustments that you have to make, and kind of whoever can do that the best, and then make some putts. So, and obviously, and it's a unique thing coming down the stretch. I mean, some of the most, honestly, nervous golf I've ever played, more so last year than this year. But it's difficult when you know you're probably inside the number and you're sort of trying to protect it. But once you start doing that in golf, you go backwards. So it's a unique day, and glad I was able to get through.
When you are able to do that, I think the top 15, top 16 advance, what was the number again?
16, I believe.
16 advance. So when you look at that, when you're setting where you were sitting, kind of go through your mind there a little bit with our listeners. When you are done, you mentioned it there, you're kind of watching and looking everything backwards to, you know, who's finishing everything else. How nerve-wracking? Just kind of go through your brain with us a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I shot 68, 200 in the morning, and then I was only second group out, but by the time you got about an hour and a half break, have to get from one course and eat some lunch. But by the time I got to the next course, before I teed off, I kind of went over to the scoreboard and got a feel for what the scores were like. And it was a tough day. It was kind of rainy and windy over here. And 68 looked pretty good. So I'm like, if I can just shoot in the 60s again here, I'm for sure in. So I just kind of went out there with that mentality. And I got three birdies in my first four holes. And I'm already there, kind of shooting in the 60s, and I start kind of getting a little protective. And like I said, you can't do that. And spent the next about 12 holes kind of playing some iffy golf and just kind of hanging on for dear life. And I honestly took a bad shot to kind of snap me out of it. On 15, a par 5, I hit it in some weeds right next to the green going for it and lost my ball and ended up making a 6. And kind of just made me mad, and I birdied my next hole and had a good par save on 17, and then birdied my last hole. So it was the putt I made on the last hole was really nice to see go in, because it's one of those putts you're going to remember over your next more important one, and I just figured it was probably for sure at worst to get me into a playoff for the U.S. Open, and pretty good chance I'm in it outright, and I was able to make it. So
that moment when you got mad, would you have been able to fight through that last year?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of there's something there's either good mad or there's bad mad in a way. There's kind of, you get mad and you get focused and you just kind of, there's a sense of belief that this course owes me something. It's going to happen. You just believe it. And there's mad where you kind of get a little pouty. So I was the first one. Good thing.
At Luke Guthrie, follow him on Twitter. Luke Guthrie joins us once again on this past Monday, qualified for the U.S. Open going on next week at Pinehurst. I'll ask you about that coming up in a few seconds. But do you think he would have played as well? I mean, qualify on Monday if not for that solid finish on Sunday in that top 10 at the Memorial?
That definitely. I mean, this game's like any other game you see, like in basketball playoffs, hockey, it's a lot of momentum. I mean, when the ball starts going in, the hole starts looking a little bigger. And it's just, you just kind of get out of your own way and just let it happen then. And that round I had on Friday kind of was a turning point, and finally shot in the 60s and kind of got some positive things. And then kind of the seal on the hole on Saturday broke open, and started pouring in, was able to get 9 birdies in, and now I just need to clean up those bogeys. I'm making plenty of birdies, but that's the next step for me.
for us looking at you, and I'm talking about maybe media and us back home that, you know, that look at scorecards, that follow you that way, it's hard, I think, to tell just how well you're playing or not playing well. I go three tournaments in a row. That's how I try to judge if somebody golfing is doing well, I guess, is in that moment. And that's how I got kind of put on you. Is that totally wrong? Am I totally just out of work on looking at three tournaments for you and seeing if you're playing well or not?
Like three in a row, if I play well, then...
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely a thing. I mean, golf's it's such fine kind of margins out here. You can play pretty well and finish, barely make the cut, or...
True.
Honestly, almost miss the cut. So I think a lot of it is... You can kind of, the guy's making some birdies. You can tell that he's, there's just some really good stuff going on. There's some good offense and an idea, but maybe kind of needs to clean up the game a little bit. He's making a few mistakes, stuff like that. That's kind of the week I had last week. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, the golf's a weird game. I mean, just kind of go with whatever it's giving you a little bit. If the putts are going in, you're making a lot of birdies, just let it happen. If that's kind of tougher to come by, you need to buckle down and make all those par saves and kind of hang in there.
You play in St. Jude this weekend?
Yep, I'm in Memphis.
When you do that, how tough is it to keep your mind on Memphis, on St. Jude, with Pinehurst right around the corner?
Honestly, it's easy. I mean, okay. This place gave me my first start, so this is a big week for me.
True.
I really like this golf course. I like the area, so I'm excited for this week. The only tough thing is this is a short week kind of now. I know yesterday I got to the golf course and flew in here yesterday, and it just kind of – I felt like a Monday. Hmm. And I didn't really want to – I wanted to take a day off and not really go to the golf course, but I kind of had to. So it's just kind of – getting your mind around that it's Wednesday right now, and you need to get your mind right.
Luke Guthrie, Quincy golfer, you know him well, at Luke Guthrie on Twitter. You can follow him playing in St. Jude this weekend, and then the U.S. Open coming up the week after. Luke, you want to have some fun real quick here for a minute? You want to play a game with us?
Yeah.
We're doing this all day long, okay? It's called, Is this person a Los Angeles King, a relative of Bernard King, the one-time NBA player, and a New York Ranger, or character off Walker, Texas Ranger, dealing with the Stanley Cup going on tonight on NBC?
All right.
Yeah, I like this. I've got two for you. Is Judson Mills a Los Angeles King, a relative of Bernard King, a New York Ranger, or character off Walker, Texas Ranger? Judson Mills.
Judson Mills. Man, you picked the one sport I don't know the names of.
Yeah, see?
I watched quite a bit of Walker, Texas Ranger as a kid, so I'm going to knock that one out. I don't think he's a character there.
What if I said his name was also Francis Gage? Does Francis Gage ring a bell at all?
No, now you're making me think he actually might be a character in Walker.
There you go. 46 episodes in Walker, Texas Ranger. Francis Gage was the character's name. Judson Mills was the actor. Oh, you don't remember the great France? I don't remember Francis Gage either, man. I don't remember him at all.
Yeah, I remember, like, the obviously Walker, Cotterell or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the CJ. Or
CD.
Remember?
Wasn't CD? CD Parker was the old guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember the woman's name, though. That TV show was pretty B.A., wasn't it?
Oh, I know.
Man.
I mean, he just went around this freaking roundhouse kicking people.
Uh-huh. And he had that truck that had, like, lights in front. Like, how is that a Ranger truck? I was amazed by it. Luke, Albert King. Is Albert King a Los Angeles King, a relative of Bernard King, a New York Ranger, or character of Walker, Texas Ranger?
Oh, man, this is... business. I'm going to go relative of Bernard King.
Yeah, you got it. He was actually played in the NBA for 9 years. I didn't even know that.
Really?
No clue.
Quite the family genes.
No doubt. No doubt. How about, well, that one's an easy one. I was going to go young Cordell Walker, but I think you probably would know that one, wouldn't you?
Yep, I got it.
Yeah, that was four episodes of Walker, Texas Ranger. Luke, best of luck this weekend down in Memphis, my man. Best of luck next week at the U.S. Open. We're pulling for you. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
There he is. Luke Guthrie. You know him well. on Twitter, @LukeGuthrie.